This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here's this week's top headline, WIP Radiation Release Briefing on Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. The Department of Energy, DOE, is hosting a briefing on Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time about its plans to allow the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, to release plutonium and americium from the underground mine for several years. The first phase, occurring on December 17th, is a four-hour test of the contaminated 700C ductwork and fan. The fan is located on the surface near the exhaust shaft. Since the February 14, 2014 radioactive release from the explosion of one or more nuclear waste drums in the underground, the airflow has been filtered to capture contamination. Also, the number of workers and equipment allowed in the mine has been reduced. The explosion and release has cost taxpayers more than $2 billion. WIP was closed for nearly 3 years. A recovery plan was issued in 2014 to direct future waste disposal operations. Thursday's briefing should answer some questions, including important ones submitted by Don Hancock, Nuclear Waste Program Director of the Albuquerque-based Southwest Research and Information Center, SRIC. In written comments, SRIC asks, quote, why the fundamental change in how to provide underground ventilation? The September 30, 2014 WIP recovery plan was predicated on preventing further radiation releases by not using the 700 fans and restoring ventilation through a three-phase process of interim ventilation, supplemental ventilation, and permanent ventilation. The first two phases are operating, but the permanent system, now called the Safety Significant Confinement Ventilation System, or the services, will not meet the fiscal year 2021 operational date. Why the services has failed is not discussed in the documents, nor its revised schedule and costs. The fundamental change to disperse, not contain, contamination is not justified, end quote. SRIC also raises concerns about the structural and maintenance status of the fan because it has not been operated for almost 7 years. SRIC asks about the budgets for the proposed test and for running the fan until the permanent system begins operating 2 years from now. SRIC then addresses worker issues by asking, quote, what amount of reduced chemical exposure to underground workers will be achieved? The rationale does not include the range of chemical exposures received by underground workers in fiscal year 2020 and the expected amount to be received by underground workers when the 700C fan operates. How will the actual worker exposures be measured and data be made publicly available? End quote. The briefing was announced on December 8th. Since the public had inadequate time to prepare, SRIC requested another interactive public meeting with more advance notice and more detailed materials before the four-hour test occurs. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website, nuclearactive.org.